Our guest on our program is Brittany Rice from Community and Family Resources. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What's happening in the world of Community and Family Resources? We've got a lot of different things, a lot of services, kind of transitioning into the summertime now.
Yes, we are. I will say we'll probably see a little bit of a decrease in our Ames location with the students home for the summer. So that's one thing we'll probably see a little bit of. We don't typically see a huge decrease, though.
You know, and that's one thing, and I'd seen in the news that, like, over at in Iowa City, U of I, they were stepping up some of the services that they're going to be making available for mental health services. Do you guys cover a lot of them over in the Ames area? Do you help with a lot of the services there? Work with Iowa State students and things like that?
We do see a lot of Iowa State students coming in our doors. We don't necessarily have like an actual partnership. We don't have an office on ISU campus or anything. They do have their student health center, but if they feel that it's something that they can't handle with like the 4 or 6 sessions that student health does, they oftentimes will refer them out and we'll see them coming through our doors.
Okay. So I got to ask you about the program they started over there that you love, and that's the with the police department stuff. Are they still doing it? How's it going?
The ARCH program, yes. I don't have a new update this month on them. However, my understanding is that the program itself has gone well enough since they started that they're actually looking to expand the hours. Previously, they were running like 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and now they're looking to run like 8 to 11 p.m. or something like that. So they're looking at extending the hours, which I think is pretty cool.
And for listeners that might not be aware, in Ames, we started instead of sending officers on a call, we'll send mental health people.
Yeah, it's a team of 2 people. It's an EMT and a social worker that'll go out in a pretty typical SUV that you would see on the road instead of all the flashing lights that would draw attention.
So it's, we'll go quietly. We'll get there and see if we can't help with the issue.
Yep.
And I see the same things, you know, like with all the calls in Boone County, and I'm guessing over there about the same too. A lot of, you know, domestic type things. I see a lot. People would be surprised, I think, at the number of suicide related, the way they're listed in the calls.
Yeah.
A lot of suicide related type. But I'm feeling suicidal, you know, whether they're actually contemplating. But these are things that, you know, people are responding to those.
They really are. And it's nice because obviously the social worker is trained in those types of situations and scenarios where, you know, police are going in, not necessarily incorrectly, but they're going in. They have to be under the impression that there might be violence, you know, or something like that. So they have that type of response versus a social worker who's going in with more of the mental health minded type aspect.
And it's not that our officers aren't aware,
right?
I mean, they're good at that, but it's not their top priority a lot of times.
No, it's not their top priority. And like I said, they're going in, they don't know what to expect because, you know, they're not getting necessarily all the details that a social worker might be getting.
So, well, I was just curious because I know that's one of those that we get a chance to see an actual implementation and being in use. And I know you'd love to see it everywhere.
I really would. I really would.
But we only have so many places, so many people, and so many dollars. So.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about, obviously, one of the primary things that many, it seemed like many times ago we visited about, and that was gambling addiction. And those are numbers that I know we continue to see. Are we still working on getting things set up? We've got a counselor available.
We do have.
Where are we at?
We have a full-time gambling counselor, and he and I are actually looking at the schedule to see when we can get our gambling treatment group up and going. We just started looking at that last week, so that's upcoming. We do continue to see more referrals coming in. We've seen in the past week or two, I've been getting a lot of referrals from the Your Life Iowa website instead of like the phone calls. But I think that's just the day and age we live in. People prefer going online.
They do. They check it that way. Or 800 bets off.
Yep.
So, and that's one thing, Your Life Iowa, is it?
Your Life Iowa, yes.
And that's a website you guys have used quite a bit as a to steer people to
Yeah. Your Life Iowa is a website that anybody in Iowa can log on to, and it'll help direct you to the various resources that you might need, whether it's gambling, whether it's drugs, whether it's alcohol, suicide, mental health, whatever. It'll give you information and also help you find the resources in your area. It also has like a crisis chat line and a crisis like phone line that you can actually call. So you can talk to them via text message or instant messenger, or you can talk to them on the phone.
There's a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, you try to make it easy, and more people are. Yeah, it's the phone. It's or doing it online.
Yep. So we haven't seen a lot more coming in online. Somebody will go on in maybe the middle of the night or before the office is open, fill out the form, and then we'll get an email saying, "Hey, can you reach out to this person? They reached out last night."
So if that's what it takes,
yep,
that's the easy way. Yeah, because some they might be. Can't sleep, and why?
Right.
So,
yeah,
I'll make contact. We'll do that. Again, for us, so looking at setting up some programs, some classes here on the on gambling addiction, though.
Yep, we are looking into that right now. We've got a handful of folks that are interested and willing to do it, so now we're just looking at times.
Yep. And I remember, you know, the first time we visited, you had just really started. You had a small group, but they wanted help.
Yes,
they were there. And that's the bottom line for it. Any kind of addiction.
Yes.
They must want help first.
They do. They do need to want to help. I always tell people, you know, I don't care what brings people through my door, because in reality, the majority of the people I see are coming through for legal issues or DHS or whatever. I care what keeps them coming through my door. So I don't care if they're legally involved and that's what brings them in. But eventually, my favorite moment is when it goes from I'm here because I have to be to I'm here because I want to be. And I tell them that all the time.
And that's again, one of those. So many, yeah, you'll get so many that'll start just because it was court ordered.
Yep. Yep.
I can understand. That's a good one to be able to do that. Transition this time of the year to summertime, does that create other issues? I mean, you talked about maybe a few clients that might be, or access to a few people might be down a little bit, but still, it does generate some other issues for others, I'm guessing.
It does. I mean, in reality, I think what we see during summer is probably an increase in alcohol use because people are at bonfires and it's very typical to drink at bonfires or barbecues or things like that.
Summer parties.
I hate to say it, but teens, I would assume, are probably drinking a little bit more or smoking more, you know, marijuana during the summer as well, because they have more free time. They're not in school. So I think that there is an increase there. And so we might see a little bit of a shift in the referral process in that aspect. But
so we just came out of the Memorial Day weekend and we've got the big 4th of July one coming up.
Yes, I'm sure, sadly, there will be more OWIs around those holidays. So,
and a lot of those you guys have to deal with it because it is a mandated program.
So. Correct.
And I'm guessing you don't want to see repeats.
I mean, when I graduate somebody from treatment, I always tell them, you know, I hope we don't have to meet again. But if you need it, come back. You're always welcome.
Some that will come back for, will say, no, I want to.
Yes,
or
absolutely,
they'll get into a program. They'll get into a program.
Absolutely, we do. We have some folks that will actually want to stay in after they've completed all of their requirements for the courts. They'll want to stay in for the support. They might realize that it's helpful or that the substance actually is a problem for them. And so some of them do tend to stay on longer term.
Again, one of those, I need to come versus I want to come.
Yes. So, yep. Good.
So what other things are we working at for Community and Family Resource?
So I'm actually, after we get off the radio today, I'm joining a meeting for the Story County Opioid Task Force, and we are going to start planning our overdose awareness event, which comes at the end of August for the Overdose Awareness Day. I'm trying to remember what the actual date is. I think it might be August 31st.
Okay. So down there on that calendar, towards the end of August. Now, this is Story County, really.
This is Story County, but Boone County folks are more than welcome to attend. Last year, we set up at the Bandshell Park over in Ames, and we had a couple of recovery speakers, and we actually did a naloxone training where people could get the certificates and go and go to the pharmacy and get naloxone or Narcan, which is the emergency medication for people who overdose on opioids.
And I know those would be opioid dollars mm-hmm. that I think what Story County is directing those to some of this treatment?
Yes. So it falls under our what we call our SOAR grant, which is the state mm-hmm. opioid response grant, and that's where the dollars come from to mm-hmm. fund these types of events and programs, and also the trainings for the Narcan or the Naloxone.
Mm-hmm. And I know the same thing's happening, or at least our Board of Health is mm-hmm. talking about here in Boone County, because the supervisor said we have these dollars. What's going to be our best bet, biggest impact?
Yeah, I mean, it's really important. And in reality, I would encourage anybody to see if they can get hooked up with Narcan, because, you know, it doesn't, if you see somebody unresponsive, it's literally a nasal spray that you can administer. You don't have to be like a medication manager or a nurse or anything like that. But you can just administer it. And if it's not opioids in the person's system, it's not going to hurt them. Mm-hmm. But if it is opioids, there's a good chance it'll bring them back from that overdose.
It'll save them.
Yep. Yeah. So I know I get a prescription of it myself through the University of Iowa.
Okay. Just so you have it on hand.
Just so I have it on hand. I keep it in my desk at work.
Yeah. Because I guess the... So now one thing we're hearing, of course, at the state level is... We're seeing fentanyl showing up and stuff
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fentanyl's in everything right now.
And that's really dangerous.
It is very dangerous. It takes very little of it for somebody to overdose on it. And we are seeing it cut into everything. I mean, it's in meth, it's in marijuana, it's in, you know, everything. They have fake pills for what we think is like, Oxycontin, and it's actually fentanyl.
Mm-hmm. Or even they can make it look like it'd be something that... more like acetaminophen or something
right.
like that, something that looks pretty harmless. And
right, absolutely. It's in everything right now.
So that really is something you need to really pay attention to.
Yes.
It is, and it is around. And I think that's probably one thing that surprises a lot of people. They don't realize that the opioid addictions that we have, there are here in rural Iowa, there's addictions.
They are. We've seen a little bit of an increase in the past couple of years with opioid use diagnoses in Boone and Story County. It's nothing like astronomical by any means. Alcohol is still the leading.
Yeah.
But opioids is definitely continuing to rise.
Okay. And so much more things to keep track of, I tell you. Let's talk a little bit about still alcohol, like you said, the big one. Mm-hmm. Now we know Minnesota, they've done some legalization on marijuana, so now we've got it on a couple sides of us here in the state of Iowa.
Yep.
It's showing up.
It is. It's absolutely showing up. I know we've got this medical marijuana program going on here in Iowa, but what I would encourage people to keep in mind with that is... if you do have the card, the medical marijuana card, that does not give you the legal right, I suppose, to smoke the flower, the bud.
Yeah.
That typically what you're going to see for the legal aspect is the CBD that you're going to get from the dispensaries.
Okay. No, that was one of those things too. Yes. Don't make up your own rules for it.
Correct. The flower, the bud here in Iowa is still illegal whether or not you have the card.
Okay. And we do have some around, mm-hmm. again, for a variety of health reasons.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it is it's a pain mm-hmm. reliever.
It's a pain reliever. It helps with anxiety and trauma responses and things like that if you go about it the right way. Mm-hmm. The THC in marijuana is actually a hallucinogen. So if you're taking it for paranoia or something like that, it's only going to increase it.
It doesn't work the way you think it will
no.
or you want, or the way you want to tell people it will. And those are things that are constantly still around. We see it all the time. So let's go back. I wanted to go back to some of the gambling addiction things that you're working on, because, again, the big thing is that's one of those services. You'd love to be able to get it up. And, again, if people are interested in being a part of it, mm-hmm. If they all of a sudden are going, you know, that's a good thing. I would be interested in finding out more. You can go to Your Life Iowa. You can go to Bets Off.
Yep,
you can just call CFR.
Yeah, absolutely. You can call CFR. You can go to Your Life Iowa and submit a request that way. You can call 1-800-BETS-OFF. You would then talk to my gambling counselor if you're in Boone County or myself, depending mm-hmm. on who's available at that time. You can call CFR. The number is 515-232-3206. That's our Story County location. Or 515-433-0369. That's our Boone County location. And then you can actually reach out via our website. We have a contact us section there, so you can reach out there. And we've actually had people reach out via Facebook as well. Our Facebook
page. Whatever works to make contact. And I was going to ask about the, because I know you've got a number of people that are interested. So now trying to establish this program, and would you hold it here? Would you, wherever the majority is, or what do you need to work with there?
Yeah. So my gambling counselor is actually housed out of our Ames location. So the in-person group would probably be held in the Ames location. However, we would look at how to set it up virtually. So we would have people in person, but then also the people that are maybe from the surrounding counties
would be able to be a part.
They would be able to be a part of it. Absolutely. That's one of the big pieces. Of course, we have one gambling counselor that covers the 8 original counties of CFR, which includes Pocahontas and Webster County and things like that.
So that's
So we definitely are going to make sure we set it up virtually as well.
So now that's one of the things we got out of the pandemic was being able to do some of these. And for some, they face to face is probably best for some, but there are still being able to at least be part of a group that way.
Yeah. So gamblers actually, with the grant through the state of Iowa, were always able to be seen virtually. We didn't utilize it as much because we weren't as familiar with it, of course, until the pandemic. But gamblers continue to be able to be seen virtually. And like I said, the group will hold both in person and virtually. That one's a little bit more limited because that's based around insurance and things like that. So as long as insurance is willing to pay for, you know, the virtual sessions, we'll continue to be able to see people that way. We don't do as many substance groups virtually anymore. They just don't work out as well.
Yeah. No, substance ones I can see. That's a lot of face-to-face.
It is, and some of our substance groups run 3 hours. So that's a long time to stare at a screen.
Yes, it is, as I know. It is. But those are, and again, those are just some of the things you get to. CFR, Community Family Resources, providing services all ages, once again.
Pretty much, yep.
Again, and multiple offices. Now, again, she did tell us we had the 8 original counties.
Yes, the 8 original counties, but now we have Iowa City and Des Moines.
So it has expanded significantly.
Yes.
The service area. So we keep plugging along and trying to, again, for most people, if it's just one of those, if they're having an issue, it might be just, maybe it's just somebody just to talk to for a little bit. Maybe one visit would be enough to visit with somebody. But it all starts with an intake.
Correct.
It all starts with, you know, tell us what you need. Tell us what the issue might be and stuff. And we can get a hold of you and we can visit with you about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And in Boone, we schedule all of our intakes and evaluations, both substance use and mental health. Of course, like everywhere else right now, we are short on clinicians.
Yeah.
We just opened up an extra day for therapy in Boone, and it's already full. So
imagine that.
I think that happened about 2 weeks ago that we opened it up, and it's already full. So it's just continuing to be one of those things that we continue to try to work on and open up more services as we are able to.
You know, it's the and that's one of those things, too. It's we talk a lot about addictions and stuff like that, and which came first, the addiction, the mental health-related problem, or vice versa. And that's, you know, that's really, we can sit and talk about that forever.
We can. It's kind of like the chicken and the egg.
Yeah. Bottom line is, if you're having an issue, make contact.
Yeah, reach out. We like to treat people holistically, you know, so if you have mental health and substance abuse, we're going to try to work on both of them. Because if one continues to struggle, it's going to continue making the other one more difficult to overcome.
And it's, nobody needs to be on their own fighting all those challenges.
Oh, absolutely not.
Once again, Brittany Rice, our guest. And again, CFR helps. I always go to the website because that's an easy way to start. But again, if you got Facebook pages, you've got all the other access that can come from other sources as well. 800 Bets Off and or Help Iowa. Is it Help?
Your Life Iowa.
Your Life Iowa. I know. One of these days I'm going to actually get it right. Something like that. But we have an office right here in Boone. Mm-hmm. And again, if people are there, stop in.
Yep.
If you have any questions.
Yep. Somebody should be in the office Monday through Friday. The rare occasion it might be closed if something happens. But usually at least our amazing front desk staff is there if the clinicians are not.
Kind of keep everybody going. Thanks so much for joining us this month.
Yeah, thank you.